I staked my claim. I made my predictions. Little to no facts. I chose based off of what I thought would be narratively fantastic. And guess what? If you didn't watch yesterday's game, Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I won't go into specifics, that's SportsCenter's job, but to go from a potential double-digit loss to a double-digit win, something I never thought I'd experience. I feel kind of guilty about my experience with the Super Bowl and the Chiefs' victory, and here's why. I left the Super Bowl party I was at, and I left for two reasons. One, my son was not behaving. He needed a nap, like 20 minutes ago. And the 49ers were up 20-10. I extended my hand to the only other Chiefs fan in the room at this point and said to him, "We did our best." He cocked his head as if confused by my statement, shook my hand, and said goodbye. In the car ride home, I explained to my wife how I planned on writing an episode for the podcast about losing the game and how that felt. About persistence, loyalty, bad luck, whatever else there is to talk about. Well, we got ourselves home safe, and I opened my laptop and started tracking the score, refreshing the tab over and over again. My son was upstairs asleep, and my wife had already turned on Netflix. The score was 23-20, Kansas City. I instantly thought back to the other Chiefs fan and wondered, what was his face right now? Was it surprised or bold confidence? I felt so disappointed in myself. I thought, what does it really mean to be a fan? Then I found a live stream, and when it finally decided to work, my glance went down to the score. I was speechless. 31-20. How? Seriously, how? The game ends, the confetti falls, and my wife and I are looking at each other and making predictions. There's MVP for Mahomes, Andy Reid, NFL history books. But maybe it's not all that, but it doesn't matter. My heart beat faster, my eyes got wide, and my smile was unstoppable. I texted a few friends and said, this is what it's all about. I get it now. Most importantly, all I could think about was the next game. Football, basketball, whatever. Just another opportunity to associate myself with a group. These are titans that fight on my behalf, and I have to always believe and have hope in their skill no matter what. I don't think I have to question what it means to be a fan. How about you? Hey guys, thanks for listening. I'm really happy with the outcome of this game, so send some love if you feel the same. Make sure to listen to the next episode. It's going to be me and Ariel talking about actually doing another post-game show. Our pre-show's up, but the audio is terrible. I'm not saying this audio is much better, but the audio is going to be better this time around. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. She's under the weather, but I think she's going to have a good time. So yeah, check out the post-show game show that we're going to be putting up in probably an hour or two. Thanks again for listening. This has been the Good Sport Podcast.